Hey, Hopkins Junior High School Jazz Ensemble. This is Jay Mason, one of your two adjudicators here today at the Music in the Parks Festival at the Yorba Linda Forum, Yorba Linda High School, Yorba Linda, California. And I always look forward to hearing you guys. It's a pleasure to be here. I'll be weighing in here with comments on your performances. I'm waiting to see if you're doing... Apparently you're not doing a warm-up composition. So we'll go ahead and just jump right in with Work in Progress by Gordon Goodwin, a guy I've never heard of. Ask your director about that comment. Something you might find kind of fun is every time I hear these charts that Gordon writes, it cracks me up because it sounds like a Gordon Goodwin chart. For those of you that don't know, I play baritone sax and Gordon Goodwin's a big band. All right, great start. Just listening here a little bit. Sax is really good on your scoops. So trumpets. On your swing figure that you have throughout this chart, we're having a tendency to keep playing the staccatos a little bit short on some of the eighth notes. It's just kind of a thing I'm hearing. Very nice there at bar 51. Yeah, baritone sax. Just be careful not to be behind. Yeah, so like right there, the whole band is like ba-ta-ta-ta instead of be-doo-dow. So we can work on the swing feel a little bit. Let's see here. Who's our baritone sax soloist? Nathan Wang. You know what's amazing about that is I had a student who became a very, very fine tenor and baritone sax player at California State University of Long Beach named Nathan Wang, who I just saw the other day, who's from, guess where, Yorba Linda. Nice. What's super cool is, from what I'm hearing, you guys are improvising. Let's see here. You guys are not following the written out solos that some of these guys put in their charts. That's awesome. I want to commend you guys. The solos all sound great, by the way. You too, Edward. One of the things that I really like is when we have a band like this and we're adapting to the room. So I can hear all the solos and the backgrounds are staying balanced. Mr. Conway, your director, is telling you all to kind of take it easy. So he's exactly right. Yeah, nice. Rhythm section sounds great. Really nice work. Especially for junior high. Good. Thank you for the crescendo. So you guys are doing better with the eighth notes here than you were at the very beginning, so maybe it's a warming up kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, it feels really good, guys. Intonation's great. A little bit out there at the end, but not bad. Great. Just watch really careful at the end there on the drum break. I don't see who that is, but whoever that is there on the drum break, make sure that you're not losing the time on that drum break. It was just a little bit slowed down from the actual tempo of the chart. So nice job, everybody. Good blend. Intonation, for the most part, is really good. The biggest thing is occasionally those eighth note figures, you know, when we swing, we don't want to go ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta and have them all be shortened up. So we need to learn how to ghost notes. I'm sure you've been being told that. And we also need to learn to phrase. So, you know, if we have something, you know, ba-bwee-da-you-da-do-da-do-da. Nothing I sang in there was ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. So this is a real common thing. I teach a lot of high school students and junior high school students as well as my college guys. And it's a big deal learning how to do that. Once you get that, things just start to swing. And what's interesting is that sometimes you're actually doing that. So that's really, really great. All right. All right, here we go with Gibraltar. The vast world of jazz, this is one I've never heard. Careful not to rush some things there. Dot, 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 dot. Be right on that. That's something you guys can improve. Yeah, and then like, so for right there, play right over the phrase. Let's see what happens when the whole band plays it here. Good, you guys are fixing the intonation. It was just the tiniest little bit off in places. Yeah, it's interesting. Second time through, the tenor and the trumpet, with having the rhythm section be just a little bit more solid, and all that supporting sound from the rest of the band, you guys are playing with better phrasing. Super solid with the bass and the Barry sax, that's nice. And drums. You get to the spots where you're moving through these lines, guys, be absolutely sure. Yeah, like that trumpet line right there at 79 where all the trumpets are playing. It's right through it. All right, who do we have here? Stanley. Be really careful, guys, when you're playing soft behind the solos, which is great that you're not covering them up, but be really careful that you don't lose the energy. Some of those background figures like pop, 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 like what's going on right now. Saxophones are He's asking you to be softer, but don't lose the energy. That's a thing to work on. You have a tendency to kind of go, sort of fall back and be a little slow and do all those sorts of things when we're playing softer. So that's a skill that you learn as a musician, is to have the same degree of intensity and time. Yeah, nice job, Ace. It's a great name for a jazz improviser, Ace. All right, and now I just realized the name of the drummer's been written down here the whole time. Tarun, I think, is correct. Really great on these punch figures in the background, guys. Yeah. Okay, be real careful there. We were so good, and then suddenly it's just like, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, and we're really slowing down. So this big shout chorus right here at the end, this could be even bigger, especially from middle brass. Just a little bit more. Yeah, great. Careful when you crescendo. I'm going to be really picky about little things, mainly because I just want to express to you what you can do to get better. Not that it isn't already really great. It is. So when you do little crescendos, just make sure that it's like not going out of tune. Same thing with punches, you know. Guys are all falling together. Yeah, feel how it just sort of loses the energy when we switch gears a little bit there. So that's something that hopefully you guys have worked on, and it's better than it was, and now you can just continue to improve it. Okay? So really great work, guys. Superb for a junior high school. Intonation was just a little bit off there. But for the most part, as I was saying, everything's really, really great. All the right things are happening. You guys are well on your way. And I hope you enjoy playing in this ensemble. I've heard various groups from this particular school for years, and I'm always impressed with how great a start in music you guys are getting. You know, without naming names or places, there's a lot of junior high school programs that you don't get this variety of musical opportunities with all the groups that are good, and more importantly, you don't get an opportunity to really hear other musicians around you sounding great and cause you to grow. So really excited to hear that and to see that it's keeping on going. So big things to do. Number one, make sure that, you know, the intonation, maybe the thing to think about is instead of having it heal itself, have it just be right at first all the time. The other thing that would be really helpful to you is if you learn on that how to swing properly on some of those swing figures. Mostly it was really good. I mean, I'm used to hearing junior high school bands not get that sound. And you guys were really getting that, which was great. So, but at times it was still that, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, which we hear so often from younger players on swing charts, which is why you want to work on them. So one suggestion that I always try to make to people is, if you are involved in this music, well, be sure you listen to professional practitioners of it. If you're looking for help with swing figures, listen to Count Basie. You can listen to Gordon Goodwin's Fat Band. I can recommend that band highly. We do know how to play. But there's lots of great bands all around. Thad Jones, Mel Lewis. Modern bands like the Fat Band would be Clayton Hamilton. There's some great bands in your neck of the woods up there in the Bay Area. So do some listening around. Find some recordings and then really, really dial in with that stuff. And one nice thing about Gordon and Count Basie is that you can often find charts to play along with and really imitate what the musicians are doing, which is a great way to learn about jazz. All right, so thanks for coming to play for us as always. I think you guys are at Disneyland tomorrow, maybe tonight, so thanks for coming to play for us as always. See you next time.